intent was to bring him up.
As the pasuk says, second pasuk of the year. Vayomer aleihem Reuven al tishpichu dam. Reuven says to them, Reuven says to them, al tishpichu dam. Don't, do not spill blood. Throw him into a pit. Do not actively kill him. And the intent of Reuven over here was a praiseworthy and positive intent. His intent was to save him and bring him back to his father. Now, I'd like to look at an interesting halachic topic which is based on this, although it doesn't seem directly connected, but it is a little bit connected. Let's look at a question which was asked to the Rashba, in the Shuvah of the Rashba, the response of the Rashba, and we'll see how he answered based on this pasuk. Sha'alta. So let's have a look. What was the shayla? What was the answer? It's interesting just to run it through. Reuven ha'yelo bayis samos vayichal beis hakneset. There was a gentleman who had a house which was next door to the shul. There was a house. Reuven had this house next to the shul. His kibu kudam, and everybody accepted the kind offer of Reuven. She asked the kol uisle bayis heichal that he's going to donate that house to the shul. They're going to make some sort of extension or an additional shul or something like that, an extra base medrash. Reuven donates this house. The chain also, and this is what Reuven does. Ubenoi the shaloyim. In addition, Reuven does it up. Does whatever changes are needed inside the house for the sake of the shul, mishaloi, on his own expense. So now Reuven says, okay, it's very nice of me, and I want to inscribe on the entrance of this part of the shul, this new extension, my name. We're going to call it Beis HaMedrash Reuven. Whatever it might be, Beis HaMedrash HaRuveni, Reuven Shul. The man hitzku shmoy al mashe hikdish, with the intent of that his name should be known about. He's the one who was makdish it, who gave this generous donation to the tzarchei tzibul. Ve'ikvu biyodik tasman ha'tzibul. Some of the tzibul say, no, you've already given it to the tzibul. It's not your business anymore. We don't want to have your name on the shul. Maybe it's not right, they say, for some reason or other. Ve'di'eni im yichonim la'akiv biyodik bin hadin olam. Please tell us, they ask the Rashba, please tell us whether he has a right to do this. Can the tzibul say we don't want it? What is he doing? So we're already very used to the fact that shuls and other places donated by people are called in their name or the name of their loved ones or whatever it might be. But the source of it is this Shuvah of Rashba. So let's have a look what the Rashba answers. Teshuvah, says the Rashba, any roya sheyuchlu ha-tzibur la'akiv. I do not see any reason why the tzibur should have a right to stop him. God be mekaymenu who kosul for kosul ha-yechol shobis ha-knesses. And says the Rashba, in fact, also in my place, in my shul, where I govern, the name of the gentleman who donated it is written up in the shul. And not only do they not have the right to stop him, this is really the point we want to come to, in fact, the zun midas ha-chomim. It is in fact a correct and proper thing. Umidas for speaking, praiseworthy custom. Because they did in Sar last this mitzvah to honor and give reward to those who put themselves out for the mitzvah. And not only that, midas ha-chomim. Shehi kaisemes u'farsemes u'isei mitzvah. The Torah makes a point of publicizing and praising those who perform mitzvahs. Where do we see this? If our Torah also came one second, and if the Torah itself did that, tzrichim onu la'alif acha midoisel shel Torah. And if we find that the Torah does this, we should also do this. Shehein darchei noam, because we know the rochel darchei noam, the way to put down for us in the Torah, the correct, pleasant way, and these are the ways we should follow. And where do we see this in the Rashba? Hinei, ba'salas yosef, sheitziloi ru'uvim yam echo, Kosov, all of our Kosov. The Torah makes a point of mentioning this point that Reuven wished to save him. Kosov, all of our Kosov, Yishma Reuven, Vayasilehu Miyado. That Reuven was the one who put himself out to save Yosef. Bechem the Boaz, Shevite Pas Bechemet, Hixtiba Kosov. And Boaz, who gave a meal to Ruth, also the Torah publicized it. Not only that, says Rashba, let's look what the Medrash has to say about it. The chain person will all observe. And similarly, the Medrash makes a point of pointing out this point. Midazu, this idea that we should publicize and praise those who do mitzvahs. The Pirish Medrash. Rus, Amr Yitzchok Bar Mario. Why are costumes la mitzvah? Shivya Odom Lisne Mitzvah Yasela Belev Shavi. Over here, it's supposed to take note of the fact how a person should do mitzvahs in the full, wholesome fashion. If Rumi would have known that the Torah is going to write about this, it's going to be written in the Torah, the Torah, the Torah. But Rumi heard, and he saved him and he put him into this pit in order to avoid him being killed. Had Rumi known it was going to be written, he wouldn't just have put him in the pit, he would have put him on his shoulders and run back to his father's house. The If Aaron HaKohen would have known that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to write in the Torah, how happy he is going to be to see Moshe Rabbeinu appointed to the Gula. So Aaron HaKohen came out and he was happy. He came out to meet Moshe Rabbeinu coming back to Mitzrayim, he was happy. Not only would he be happy, but still people would be Mecholos HaYotze Likrosse. Etc., etc., the beautiful Medrash. Let's just, on the side, consider this Medrash for a second more. What is the Medrash really saying here? That if they would have known that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was going to write it, they would have done all the more so. Kiru, at first, it gives the impression that what we're saying is, oh, if they would have known how much comment they're going to get, they would have pushed to get much more comment. Which sounds a little bit negative, not so much the way we're meant to be approaching mitzvahs. I once heard from one of my rebbes, Reb Chaim Kaufman, the friend of the Rosh in Gateshead, he explained this different issue. I think this is really posh and trap. He said, that's not the Likud, we're sort of missing the boat when we look at the Medrash that way. The point is that perhaps when these people did these actions, they were not fully aware of the tremendous importance of this action. People tend to downplay and say, well, okay, that's a good thing, it's very nice, but not so earth-shattering, it's not so... Even if we look at Reuven with Yosef, which seems quite dramatic, but you know, the Shemotim also had an opinion. They had a reason for what they thought was right. Why they wanted to get, they had a reason. Reuven could have approached it with a sort of more pirate type of attitude. Okay, we'll do what we can. They didn't realize the importance of every small thing. Had they known how Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at it, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take this action and write it in the Torah, had they known the full importance of what they're doing, they would have done it with an absolute leg shalim and would have brought to much further and fuller way of fulfilling this idea. Instead of just saving him partially and putting him in the pit, he would have taken hold of him and brought him home. Had he realized the importance of the matter? Had he realized how Kodesh Baruch Hu was going to write it in the Torah? Such an importance. Not that they're looking for the covers and having it written in the Torah. More amazing what they did. Had they realized the importance of every little thing, they would have fulfilled it more fully. Okay. Our Kohani, coming back to the halachic angle of this, so the Rashba brings from this, so what do we see? That the Kerusim of Oisei Mitzvah, first of all, is considered to be a positive thing, and that the Medrash points it out as being a method to sort of encourage people to do mitzvahs more. If you know that it's going to be more focused, so you do it more, other people do it more, and it's considered to be a correct and proper thing. So says the Rashba now, the last paragraph of that Shuvah, Mikala Talamid, from here we learn, shall you know him lichtiv ke shemei tevadishim shamayim liyus lahem lezikorei toiv al mitzvahs. Therefore we learn from here that it is a correct custom that people did this to write the names of those who donate things as firstly as a remembrance, this is the one who did it, but if tevadet lo yisem mitzvah, and to open the door to encourage mitzvah performance. So that's what the Rashba answers there. Gentlemen, Reuven with his hands for the shul, indeed it is correct and proper to write on the entrance of the shul, Beis Knesses, donated by Mr. Reuven, whoever it was. Okay, now let's turn to how this is quoted in the Poskim as being halacha. In Hilchos Tzedakah, this thing is quoted by the Ramah. But we'll see how he quotes it with a sort of combination of two aspects which seem a little contradictory. We have to know how to fulfill both of these angles in the mitzvah's law. Says the Ramah in Siman Rishon and Tet in Hilchos Tzedakah. A person shouldn't fill himself with feelings of pride and haughtiness over the tzedakah that he gives. The English prayer, if he is filled with a negative pride, It could be that he might not get rewarded, in fact he might get punished. Nevertheless, continues the Ramah, somebody who donates something to Tzedakah, so these two sort of feelings or approaches might seem a little contradictory. On the one hand, a person shouldn't feel proud and full of feelings of how great he is and how wonderful he is and look what I did and everybody's got to know about it. On the other hand, there are more finishes off, and it is correct and proper, like the Chumash Harashba that we've just seen, to write, inscribe the name of somebody.
That seems to be a specific
author. Yeah. So maybe there's a difference between somebody. That's normally what we find is more like somebody who donates a particular item to a school or a story or something like that. Or somebody gave a big donation to the cooking shop stock.
Yeah.
So in fact, that's very next Maribokum over here. The Chubas of the Moshe Shomuk, the Chubas of Hobbes, he deals a little bit with this topic. And he asks this question, but they currently each can't steal. Seems to be a little contradictory. She would start echo the also these high Rabbanishimon story. The Rabbah starts out by telling us that one should not be overly proud when he's punished. When we either ask, then the Rabbah finishes off by telling us that Rabbah is Lichto Yishmoimon, should write the name of Zikori. Asher Avali Tomeach, but only his fire because surely the person is very happy, and he will feel very proud when he sees his name written up there. But the Chayre Yishma Tavik. So it says, Ramesha Shabbat, that one could make a broad distinction between losing kesef to tzedakah, between giving money to tzedakah, like kuppah of tzedakah or something, ain't known at this point. Over there, one should not be proud. She'ain't there tzedakah for aniyim, where there is no benefit to the aniyim, the Pharisee should not send the sinu chashuva gedoyah. There's no benefit to the aniyim in publicizing the fact that he gave a large sum of money. The inzerach the tzedakah atzmoi also. And so you're left with the fact that it's just for his own benefit. So for his own benefit, it's certainly other. However, Shem is not in the Beit HaKnesset, so the yeshiva v'chadoyme. However, one donates to the shul, to the yeshiva. Roy the Pharisee Shmoy Sherabin Yasu Kamoy. I also thought the first was very good, and then I chewed it over that, and I didn't fully understand. I'll share it with you and see what the other things
are.
Yeah. Seems like a good kid, but on the other hand, even when you donate money to a Kuppish on Stocker, why isn't there the same spot? If we'll donate this to Goldberg, gave a lot of money to the Kuppish on Stocker, then maybe other people will say, oh, Mr. Goldberg could do it, I could do it too. Maybe it'll also be more honorary people.
These Cosmatch things
also. Yeah, exactly. That's why I thought about it, because we just had a big campaign, if you heard about it, in our side of town, but our Kuppish on Stocker, and they put up people's names. Actually, at first. At first, they wrote the name, amount of money that people gave, and then people called up and we don't want to. They stopped doing it. They did write it. So and so gave. So must be a way of encouraging other people to give. That's what made me think about it. Lamaita, in the conclusion of the Tshuva, he actually writes that it seems to him that the bottom line is, which is probably the most popular chat, that it just really depends on the Kavanas Halev. This is one of these things which is not. Cannot really be defined in outer terms and externalities, it's for this, it's for that. It depends on the kavanah of the person being with us. If you're doing it asking for the peripheral because you want to get covered and you want to feel very proud and good with yourself, then it's wrong, you shouldn't be doing it. And if you put up your name either because you want to be coral for future doyers or because you want to encourage others to fulfill mitzvahs, you think it's a positive thing that people will see it and also do mitzvahs. So then it's Mutter and Acha Kabbalah Talei Hein Hein Hadvorim. Now, let's turn our attention to another angle of this halacha. So on this point, where the Ramah wrote the halacha that it is permitted to write one's name on an item which one donated, and in fact the Ramah finishes off that in Roy Nasi's case, it is correct and proper to do this, the Taz, in his Pirush on the Ramah, suggests a new idea why it's Roy Nasi's case, something we haven't looked at till now. Venira Hatar. Sense of Taz seems to me a reason why, or the reason why one should do this, to not commit a mizeh, Then the tzibur will not be permitted to change that item for another use. Moshe Kotzav Ramah, simulational test is given, like the Ramah writes elsewhere. What is this halacha? If a person donates an item, to a shul or such, under what circumstances are the tzibur entitled or allowed to use that item for something else? Can be quite relevant, this shayla. So let's say they donate the Ezra's Moshim in the shul. One fine day, the shul say, oh, we're having a rearrangement over here, everything's going to be moved around, we're going to split the rooms up differently, this room's now going to be the basement. And he says, no, I donated this in honor of my mother who came here to daven every week, however it is, I wanted to stay in the Ezra's Moshim. So, under what circumstances does the one who donated it have the right to say, this is what I donated it for, it's got to stay this way, under what circumstances not? So there might be other things that could come into play as well, but one of the factors, maybe all else being equal, is whether it's still remembered and known that this is the Ezra's Moshim of, so this is the Ezra's Moshim donated by Mr. Gomer. If it's still Nikra Shmayolov, then the tzibur doesn't have the right to change it. It's such a long time ago that nobody really remembers. And then Mr. Goldberg suddenly rocks up and says, hey, hello, 75 years ago I donated this, there's nothing. That doesn't count. If it's long forgotten, then he doesn't have the right. So says the Taz, then that is the reason to write your name. You donate if you're going to write your name, so it's never going to be forgotten. There it is, all written up there. So then you'll eternally have the right to insist that it's kept for its original purpose. Comes along the Mekudes HaKetev, also on the side of Shulchan Aruch, and he takes issue with the Taz, and he says, he brings it out, the point out a bit more sharp. He says, in a sense, you're right what you're saying. Else it is true that is a toyelet of writing your name. But it is incorrect to write from the Ramah that is the toyelet. That is the toyelet of writing the name. As if we would follow this Purush of the Taz to the nth degree, what would be if, when the person donates this item to the tzibur offer a written agreement that we're not going to change it to something else? So then, according to the way the Taz explained, the Taz says, you know why it's good to write your name? It's good to write your name so that the tzibur don't change it. So if the tzibur offer a written agreement that they're never going to change it, so there's no reason to write your name anymore. What's the point in writing your name? No reason. Says in the Kudus HaKetev, he makes the point. The source of this ruling of the Ramah is the response of the Rashba that we learned. It isn't only to do with the tzibur not being allowed to change it, that's also true. But according to you, if the tzibur was offered an agreement that they're not going to change it, no reason to write your name. But in fact, that's untrue. Even if the tzibur will agree that they're not going to change it, so the issue of changing it is on the side. No more problem. Dealt with. There's still an idiot to write the name. Nothing to do with the civil will or won't change it. Because of the idea that we learned in the Shulchan Aruch that it's correct and proper to write a zikorin to those who did the mitzvah. Whether in order to encourage, in order there should be a zikorin for them, and in order to encourage mitzvah performance. So even if the civil will agree that they're not going to change it, there is still an idiot to write the name of the one who performed the mitzvah. Okay, let's look at two other fascinating Maribel comments on this topic. One, in the Pitzchei Tshuva of these halachos, what about a slightly different twist, a slightly different turn of events in writing somebody's name on the item donated? I read Tshuva to Minas Shmuel, look in the response of Minas Shmuel Shemisha, who was asked, Rubei Shaya Gavite Stocker, somebody who was the Gavite Stocker, the macher of the shul, of the stocker in that town. The Socha player named the Sayyid or the Kayan Beis HaKnesses for Moses Locker. He got busy with a big refurbishment project for the shul. They're going to bring some workers, get everything sorted out of here, repainted, redecorated for Moses Locker, but not with his personal funds, with the money of the tzibur, with Moses would have been donated. The And then, when the decoration was finished, the Kosa Ho'oman, the worker, wrote up on the wall, This redecorating was performed by the command of such and such the Gamay Sofer, of so-and-so. Ruben the Gamay Sofer. So he gave a comment, they made an inscription there on the wall, thank you very much to Mr. So-and-so, Mr. Ruben Ben Yaakov, who was the Gamay Sofer in this town, and he arranged the redecorating of the shul. Now, he didn't pay for the redecorating of the shul, he arranged it. But after Kama Shomin, onto our call, the Uru are there. It's strange why they took them a while to wake up.
They coughed for 2 years.
After 2 years, they said this is ridiculous. There's no reason why Reuven, the government stopper, should be getting all these covers to have his name written up there in golden letters for eternity. All he did was hire the workers. He didn't pay for it. The Reuven hated, and Reuven said, no. Hagam Shigobisi Hamois Mikol, I try, I agree, I didn't pay for it. Ma'akan Shet Horaski, the Shul Beis HaKnesses, but I worked very hard. Kedin Mikosim Shmielom. It is correct, and my name should be written there. Now, what's the din for Heshit? The Emunah Shmuel responded, Da dinim hakol. And in fact, over here, the din is on the side of the Tzibur. The Da Gehecha Sha'osa Ba'atzmoy V'gufa Eva Mamay Shaloi, Yeshua is the Chut Nifter Shmuel. If he would have built the Shul himself, or paid for it, then his name is written there. V'loi V'chei Agav Meshvei Osa Ba'atzmoy Rak Stoch HaFoyle V'moy Stocha. Then he does not have the right to have his name written up there. Well, the final shayla we'll read this inside a bit. But what about somebody who lent money for a particular project? Actually, the case asked for Moshe Feinstein, which is the last Naira Mokhan here, somebody borrowed money in order to print his sefer. So, those people do that nowadays. People get their sforim donated. But nowadays, that's what we do, but in those times, he borrowed the money to print his sefer. I guess he hopes he'll make something back on selling the sefer, and he'll pay back the loan. So the shayla was, can he write from the front of his sefer, front page, thank you very much to Mr. So-and-so, who lent me money to print this sefer. So says Rav Moshe, actually this opens a whole different angle on these inyanim, because Rav Moshe says, that actually this brings up a problem of ribbit, of interest. Because in the same way that we know it's also to say to a malveh, somebody who lends money, or to not say to him thank you, and you repay the loan. Because that is a question of ribbit tomorrow. So in the same way, says Rav Moshe, Nira Nira's Vaiti Shabaloshim Toido, to say to him thank you, Moshe also loyma the malveh, Wahal Vaosmeh, within ribbit tomorrow, also that mitzvah will not have this. In the same way, one shouldn't say it verbally, but also shouldn't print it. Thank you very much to Mr. So-and-so. It's a type of ribbit. You're giving him extra. In addition to paying back the money, you're giving him a special thank you in your sefer. What you can do is write Beloshen Hoidor. She's worried Min HaShamayim without saying actually thank you. You can just write so-and-so will be blessed Min HaShamayim for lending money for the sefer. He holds their habits. She's worried for his Muslim. It's for saying I don't know. That indeed one can do up in here the Dela Malda Hanor Mashis Parsim Kasobo, he mitzvah the Parsim Isa Mitzvah. And this too goes into the cloud that is a mitzvah the Parsim, those who did the mitzvah. So it is a mitzvah to lend money for the sake of printing a sefer. He did a mitzvah and you can do the Parsim. One just has to take care that one shouldn't cross lines of the Isa Ribbis and therefore one can't write thank you, one just writes he should be blessed with a Shalom. Okay, we'll stop here for today.